It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This dude's been working a lot lately. D. Orlando Ledbetter, who covers the Falcons for the AJC and AJC.com. He's been all over the place, man. Annual meetings down with the NFL. D, I saw you so much, man. They should have just had a camera on you the entire time.
Oh, yeah. I got a little airtime down there. That's all right.
Well, it was his show. I mean, seriously, the camera loved D. He was literally in every shot. He was like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, exactly right. D Led, you talked to a lot of people down there. Obviously, our owner was down there as well. So let's start with this cousin situation first. Where are you at right now on this? Has it changed for you? And what do you think? Because Mike and I were saying the team continues to say he's our backup. He's our backup. Everybody's singing the same song. What do you think right now with this situation before we head to the draft here in a few weeks?
Yeah, you know, something has to happen. You know, it hasn't changed. Nobody's trading for their contract. People are going to get a chance to try to fulfill their quarterback wishes in the draft first. And then if something happens, post-draft, before camp, then they might trade for him. But Cleveland can't even trade for him because they got Watson's contract sitting there. They got Kenny Pickett. They might draft another quarterback, either Shadur or Will Howard or somebody later. And Kurt don't want to go back into that situation. So, you know, what he wants is pretty much a delusional, handed him a first round or, you know, for a starting job somewhere when they're all gone. The only scenario is Aaron Rodgers decides, hey, I'm done, and Pittsburgh is left with, nothing at quarterback. So, you know, you just got to let it happen, see where it goes. And the worst case scenario, you know, the Falcons said they'll get rid of him if it, something comes up good. But in the meantime, he's going to be, the backup quarterback.
By the way, D-Led, did you hear anything about the Minnesota option? Because they're trying to placate J.J. McCarthy. I heard the Coach O'Connell saying, hey, you know, he's still a good quarterback. It just seems like they feel they plug in Aaron Rodgers. They're going places.
Yeah, no, the Minnesota people were the one who ran him off in the first place. Kawisi and them. So Kawisi, he's not bringing them back.
Right.
That's the feeling there. Minnesota wasn't even it makes sense if the JJ is coming back from an injury. They lost their quarterback, Darnold and the other kid in free agency. So it looks like it makes sense, but yeah, they're not a good option for Kirk Cousins. I mean, those are people who decided, hey, they gave you too much money, and we're not giving you any more, so you're a free agent now.
Yeah, by the way, I'm sorry I didn't get you across wired on that one. I was thinking, is Aaron Rodgers still viable for Minnesota?
Oh, no, no. He, it's all Pittsburgh is okay. What all the talk was down there. Yeah. All Pittsburgh, you know, and his, while he's in his dark room and stuff.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us. Mr. Blank, talking about this team. Did you get the sense, and maybe you've known this, D, but, you know, we're trying to relate this to our listeners and obviously folks who haven't heard this. How frustrated he was at the end of the season with Raheem and Terry and what this upcoming season means?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, Mr. Blank is so cool, and I've been with him, you know, the whole 20 years right after he got the team. And he really does, you know, own that. He's the custodian for the fans, and, you know, he's going to hold them to the fire when things aren't going right. And he said it wasn't a long conversation, but they knew he was disappointed. So, you know, he's speaking to them on our behalf or on the fans' behalf. And, you know, he made it clear that, you know, that wasn't cool at all. You know, to go 6-3, have a 2-game lead, and, you know, whatever happened, happened, but it fell apart. So, yeah, he's like, no, that's not good. And they know it, and they're kind of on notice.
It's D. Orlando Ledbetter with us, guys, talking about our Falcons and, you know, what the heck's going on here. Do you – now, D, let's get it from you, man. They did make this big pronouncement. Only defensive players we're going to talk to with the combine. But now we heard they've had, you know, – they've been kicking the tires on some tackles. Do you think there's a better-than-average chance we go tackle with the first pick?
Yeah, because as soon as he said that, I ran into the lobby and ran into Terry. I was like, hey, okay. Hey, the owner just said you're drafting all defense, but he didn't get a kick out of that. And you know, of course, he didn't tell me what he was doing, but he's like, "Oh wow, we're gonna do our job, man. There's gonna be some good offensive players there too." And you know, he doesn't like those shackles on him for sure, but. I was just letting them know that, hey, the owner already put it up there. You going all defense. So, you know, he knows if he's going offense, he's going to have to explain that thing again. But, yeah, they've been looking at all the tackles and all of the top edge rushers. And, you know, what's going to make it palatable for them is that, you know, Mike Green and James Pierce have got red flags. So that's two pass rushers that might not be on their board. And then Shamar Stewart, he's, you know, got no production, but he looks like a ball player, but he didn't do anything, you know. And Mikael Williams, same thing. He was teams playing hurt, so we don't know what he can do. But those guys are going to be there along with the tackles, Kelvin Banks and Connerly, and then also maybe one of the cornerbacks, Will Johnson or Maxwell Harrison. So be prepared for a riot downfield Nico Boulevard when they draft one of these non-pass rushers.
I'm trying to tell you.
For the 24.
Got to protect Penix's butt, though, Carl.
All right, so I want you to give us the thinking behind this. But, D, I'm with you. Listen, I've said you can't say our defense needs to be better and we got to get better defensive players, and then do this in the first round. But the thinking behind this is what? Jake is aging and you don't trust McGarry if you do something like that?
Yeah, Jake's 33. Granted, his dad played to, what, 40-something.
Right.
But he's 33. McGarry's 30. And in the last year of his contract. So that would be the thinking there. You know, as far as, you know, if you go tackle, you got to get ready for the tackle down the road. And they did this last year. We just didn't catch it. Mm. They were drafting Grady's replacement in the second round and doubled down in the fourth and the seventh. On the tackles, you know, they knew it was a possibility they could lose Grady. They let McGarry get the free agency last time when he came back. So yeah, that would be the thinking there. And then the other part to not dismiss is that these coaches think, you know, they can get players. They did it in L.A. With Raheem. They got them in the second, third. You got players later rounds and coached them up. So you know, the coaching is the part you can't. You know, dismiss. You got a new defensive line coach, Nate Ollie. We're hearing great things about him. And then we're going to need to see a little bit more from Jacquez Smith with his outside guys. But, you know, the coaching part is what they got to sell is that, hey, we don't need, you know, we they don't not need, but you can get some people in here that can play, they can coach them up and put together a defense that way.
It's our man, D. Orlando Ledbetter, guys, as now we're getting to crunch time here. The option of trading down, I'm a nerd, D. I did some mock drafts, maybe in the late rounds. Is there still a chance we have our cake and eat it, too? I know this organization has never really moved down on the first.
Yeah, I just went through about 12 or 15 of them here, and one of them is the Browns trade back in to 15, the Falcons getting some picks and moving back. Some of these guys that they're looking at, you could probably get at 25, 26 early in the second. So, you know, there's some quality in this draft outside of the top 12, top 14 guys. So, yeah, we're still keeping an eye on the trade back option. You know, if the quarterbacks are slipping or if somebody wants to come up and get Jackson Dart ahead of Pittsburgh or something like that, 15 will be a good spot. So they should be in a position to you know, amass some picks. They only have five, so they need some more swings, especially if they, if they go offensive tackle. You know, they're going to need some more defensive guys to keep Mr. Blank from keep Mr. Blank together there on draft day.
All right. Everybody was there. You were talking to a bunch of people. Is this a weak quarterback class?
Yes, it is. But people are trying to find the Brock Purdy, the diamond in the rough. You know, they don't see it up front with, you know, Shador and Cam. Those are two. They're the two NFL guys. Now, everybody else has got issues. Even the kid from Louisville played 7 years.
Sure.
But he looks like he can play. Maybe he can get you through a couple games or so. Jackson Dart, I'm wondering, you know, Will Howard looked awfully good to me with leading after the Michigan game, of course, for Ohio State.
Right.
So, you know, there's somebody to be had, you know, in the first, fourth, or fifth round. Jalen Milroe looked, I mean, I watched him closely through his whole thing, went through his pro day, looked good at pro day. You know, the ball was coming out, you know, it's choreographed, so he's going to look good at pro day. But that was the best I'd seen him. And people are going to think, oh, he's big, we could run. We could run the Eagle stuff and have him, you know, do some RPO and play that way. So, you know, that's the one to keep an eye on. Those are the two to keep an eye on, Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, and then Will Howard's kind of my wild card, and the Slough kid from Louisville. He's been around a few different schools. The kids at Oregon just too little, didn't look good at the combine. I think he's going to probably be an undrafted guy.
Dylan Gabriel. Hey, D, real quick.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel.
Carl, my partner, my compadre, he's been feeling the pain over the slights to Shador Sanders. Is that just typical pre-draft stuff where teams are hoping they fault him and putting that stuff out there, or is there an agenda against him?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the old school. Still some old school folks out there. You know, they don't know how to handle young black folks in chains talking smack. He's got it from the king, so, you know, he's a suburban gangster. He didn't grow up in any hood or nothing. So yeah, some people aren't socialized to be able to accept that. But I went out when the Falcons played Denver, I made a point to go out and get on the field before the game and watch him warm up and throw. You know, they'd already told me last year that he was definitely a pro quarterback. And you could see the throws, and you could see he could read defenses. Might maybe hold it too long, but, you know, most college kids do. But, you know, you get hit a couple times in the NFL, that can fix that right away.
Yeah. No, look, I agree with you. I think, you know, he's got enough. We talk about the deficiencies of some of these quarterbacks that have come in the league. And you know, he's going to be given a chance somewhere. It's just, to your point, the value. You know, or is it the valuable pick at 3 for the Giants to take him when they might be able to get him at 12 or, you know, later in the first round? So I agree with you on that, but I'm with you as far as the smoke screen and all the stuff and the reaction to Shador Sanders. We're talking to D. Orlando Ledbetter, guys. A couple other things before we let you go, D. As far as these guys that we are getting back, I heard Rod, and I think he was talking to you, talking about how confident he is in getting these guys back and their production. But, D, we really don't know, right? The Trices, the Rooks of the world, even though there might be a lot of confidence inside of Flowery Branch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, no doubt, but I mean, I saw Rook. I saw enough there.
Me too.
I saw he could play. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I saw him knock some people on their butt and get after it, and I just need to see that over a course of, you know, games. You know, not so much on Troy Anderson. I think that he can't stay healthy. But Braylon Trice is the one he's mostly referring to, you know, right. Missed last season with Achilles. But even Braylon in college, he wasn't a sack guy. He had 18 sacks over 3 years. So he was a try-hard, hold-the-edge guy, you know, fight guy. And, hey, I guess they need that too. So, you know, if he could come back and do that and provide some quality NFL snaps, then you got one more football player.
I love Trice. D is still lukewarm on Braylon Trice. All right, man. One last nugget. It's a contract year, whether he stays here or not, for Ebba Cady. You have any expectations for Ebba Cady elevating his game with Leonard Floyd opposite him?
Yeah, I think we saw it by now. You know, he missed a lot. That second year was the best. That's when he was missing a lot and had a lot of pressure. He still got the spark number, so, you know, maybe the light goes off for him. Yeah, maybe, you know, there have been a lot of guys who, you know, had trouble early, and then the light went off. The next thing you know, there are 10 sack guys, you know, years in a row. So I'm sure there's some hope. But, see, I don't think you can play him and Leonard Floyd together. They're both 240 pounds. Mm. So, you know, you light on both sides.
Right.
So at that point, you know, you got to stick a Zach Harris and somebody next to him. But we're going to see how Ulbrich and Raheem come up with a way to play these guys up front and get after the quarterback.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.